107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Department of Natural Resources announced that harvest rates for the opening weekend of the gun deer season have increased compared to last year. They held a media briefing yesterday to recap the opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer season. Deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel says that deer harvest rates for opening weekend have slightly increased by 3.9% compared to last year. The total number of deer harvested was over 90,000 deer statewide during the weekend opener. That's a tick higher than the same period last year when over 87,000 deer were harvested.
That brings us up to a total harvest this year, going back to the beginning of the archery season, of over 200,000 deer. We're at just over 212,000 deer now, including archery harvest prior to the gun season.
There was a 1.4% increase in antlered deer harvest compared to 2024 and a 7% increase in antlerless deer harvested. Pritzel says that the favorable weather, increased antlerless permits, and the gun deer opener being a day earlier than last year might have contributed to the increased harvest rates. He says the snowfall for this week might set up hunters for a successful second weekend.
As it relates to deer hunting, we're looking forward to some snow coming, at least in the northern half of the state. However, for the next couple of days, it sounds like it's going to be really windy as well. But we work through those sorts of things, and it could set us up for hopefully a really nice second weekend with snow cover remaining on parts of the state after the storm goes through. And so we'll be having a conversation about that a week from now.
The gun deer hunt ends Sunday, November 30th. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won 5 in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sunday, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny but cold today. We're going to start in the teens this morning. We're going to drop down to around 5 to 8 degrees by later this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and very cold, 10 to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.